Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back. National Talk Black, have you saying Yan Up Strong, all is here on your daily program. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And like I said, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it, Yan Up Strong. All right, to Delhi, we're going to jump straight in. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Yeah, rearing to go here for a minute. Okay. I've got some...
First cab off the rank, brother. Go ahead. What are you going to yarn about?
I've got an update on what's happening down at the Green Patch, the Mulgrave River, just here at Gordonvale, just south of Cairns.
Yes, yes.
I've been told, I said before, that the place, the council was going to lease out the management of it.
Yes.
To a... caravan, full-drive motoring. I don't know the name of the company. I've found out more information on that, that it's they're going to be charging $15 a night to stay in our park, and they can stay for 7 days. I mean, this is really, you know, what are they going to do? You charge people to go on the beach next.
Exactly. So where'd you get this information from?
Somebody that didn't want me to identify them, and I don't blame them because everybody wants their jobs.
But sure, okay.
You know.
But that's the process of what you're hearing. $15 a night, they'd be charged, and they can stay for 7 nights.
And stay for 7 nights. So they're in direct competition to the caravan park.
They are, All right, okay. But I'll do my own research and find out what the go was there, but yes.
Yeah, mate, I can't do the computers. Someone stuck their neck out and found out that for me, and I can't.
Sure, understandable.
Search and all that stuff.
Well, it's worth a conversation anyway.
Yeah, well, it's just another attack on us. We've got the river's under attack. I just don't know how they can go ahead and take water out of the Mulgrave River. It's World Heritage upstream. That's where I've been caretaker at the fisheries. It's native title. It's very shallow up there. I've documented up there. It shouldn't go ahead. I know it is. They're doing, I don't know what they're doing. There's billions of this and billions of that there. But they should not be draining any water out of that Mulgrave River. It's World Heritage upstream. That's what stopped the development on the Franklin River in Tasmania. They had all that trouble and eventually they stopped it because it's World Heritage.
Yes.
And, you know, I'll just leave it there. Like you'll get a
swim. Well, thanks for the heads up. I'll do some research and, we'll converse. But respecting the person who gave you this information, I'll seek out that information and get back to you, Tony. Thank you for your call, my brother.
Sorry, one little thing. Yeah. The thing is still, the park is still shut.
Sure.
We've got nowhere to go. It's not operating. We've had liars for 3 years. Mm. They said they would shut the it's our green patch. Mate, we've got nowhere to go in this town, and it's getting worse. And it's just like a war on us people.
Okay, brother. Good one.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. Take care, Tony.
Yep.
Tony Gibbs, having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, new mob, out to the conversation or start a conversation. 1-800-422-416.
Distractions I can lead you astray. Refresh your spirit in your own cooey ways. Cooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother. Cooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Cooey people, one spirit leaking, us all to each other. Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways. Cooey love, cooey love, cooey love. Down. Cooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother. Cooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Cooey people, I'm spirit leaking, it's all to each other. Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways. Cooey love, cooey love, cooey love. When we get together, start having fun. Cooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother. Cooey ways, share and care, each one for the other. Cooey people, one spirit linking, us all to each other. Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways. Cooey love, cooey love, cooey love. Cooey love.
Love for your mother, father, sister and brother.
Cooey ways,
share and care, each one for the other.
Cooey people,
one spirit linking, us all to each other.
Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Sisters and brothers,
lines in the sand.
Daily track there. That's Island Talk, Miles Bing, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, thousands of WA students to share their views as Speaking Out Survey, SOS, begins in Broome. The Commissioner of Children and Young People's Team is hitting the road this week to deliver a Speaking Out Survey, SOS, to thousands of students across Western Australia. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Commissioner Tracy Ninjet and talk about this space. She's a Commissioner for Children and Young People, WA, on the line. We have Tracy. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, Trevor. How are you today?
I'm well, sister, I'm well. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from?
I am a Noongar woman, Trevor. My grandfather's country is Booked and Beverley, and my grandmother's country is down in further south into Woodnelling. I grew up on Wadjuk Budja in Perth, and I am the eldest daughter of the eldest daughter in my family.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. SOS, Speaking Out Survey. Fantastic. Look, our young people are our future. When we were talking about our First Nation people, 60,000 years, continuing on for another 60,000 years, a very important space, a platform here. Speaking Out Survey. So tell us about it, please, Commissioner.
Yeah, well, and you're absolutely right. It's very important to our children and young people, and to ensure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children's and young people's views are absolutely considered in all of our discussions around what affects their futures.
Yes.
The survey is an opportunity for us to gain valuable information and to ensure that that information informs what our young people and children need, Trevor.
Exactly.
And the important aspects of that we're considering, what are their priorities and their concerns as children and young people? What do they worry about? And how do we ensure that we are hearing their voices? Their voices are critical to us developing the important foundations that provide them the opportunity to dream and
yes,
dream about where they want to be and their aspirations.
And with the survey, Speaking Out Survey, and talking to our young students, what ages are we talking, sister?
So we have two different surveys, Trevor. Mm. There's one for children under the age of 12, and there is one for children over the age of 12. Obviously,
okay,
different issues affecting those kids,
sure,
that are aged over 12 years. And the questions vary depending on the answers that they make. Sometimes there'll be a few more questions based on what their answers are. But the questions look at what they want to say about their social and emotional well-being, so their mental health, education, safety, community life, their physical health, and obviously their hopes and their goals for what they dream about for themselves. And as you said, Trevor, our children and our young people are tomorrow's leaders and change makers.
Yes.
They're our future, and that's the important investment that we have to make.
Yes. And when we're talking about the survey, open conversation, all topics, is that the case?
Well, what we've got, it's an anonymous survey,
okay,
Trevor, so we want to make sure that young people and children feel safe to share what,
yes,
their thinking is.
Yes.
So we provide them with an iPad. We have a team that go out to the different schools and sit alongside of young people if they feel like they'd like some help.
Mm-hmm.
to work through some of those questions. And we're really mindful, Trevor, that the survey was first initiated in 2019 and then conducted again in 2021. What we're really proud of is in the first year there were 4,000 young people surveyed. The second time we did the survey, there were 16,000 young people surveyed, and we're quietly hopeful that we will achieve 20,000 this time. And the more views and perspectives we can gain, the better, because we have 653,000 children and young people in WA, Trevor. And one of the really critical things that we're minded to is of those 653,000 young people, we know that 100,000 approximately children and young people have dealing with significant disadvantage in terms of poverty and access to the things that they need each day. So we need our kids at school with their tummies full, not worrying about you know, where they're sleeping tonight, whether or not mum and dad are okay, whether or not their brothers and sisters are okay. Because children carry that worry, particularly our kids that are looking out for their little brothers and sisters.
Yes. And with this information, Commissioner, what do we do with this information? Where does the information go, and what do we do with this as a powerful tool?
Yes, we share this information back with government. We develop a report out of this, and with that report we start to have a look at, and the really good thing about where technology and data takes us these days, Trevor, is that we share that data back with government, we share it with the not-for-profit sector, we share it back in with our ACCO and ARCHO sectors to ensure that everybody's got that relevant information. And that information can then inform and start to be part of the considerations, one around the investment required from government, but also the way that services are provided to young people. But what I want to continue just to remind everybody, Trevor, is the importance of community input into those discussions. Communities are best placed to know what services will work well, and we need that partnership across government, across the not-for-profit sector, but ideally led by community.
Look, I think it's powerful, and this is an annual thing that you guys do, WA?
No, this is a three-year
three-year
survey that we provide.
Good.
It's very much a longitudinal study, Trevor, with the view that we want to start to build on and see those common themes and trends. One thing that we are really pleased about is it will also offer insight into, you know, particular regions and what those particular groups of children within that region, what we're seeing in terms of the trends, the worries that they might have and the potential responses. But what was really critical to the work that we were doing, Trevor, and I say that with much regard for those that were doing the work before myself and Commissioner McGowan-Jones were here, is that we have ensured that we are capturing the voices of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people by visiting into some of the remote communities, absolutely in the regions. We've had a great kickoff this week in the Kimberleys. We've been out to some remote communities, we've been into Broome, we've been into Derby, Fitzroy Crossing. So we have started off with a bang, and we're absolutely delighted and looking forward to being in Yamatji Country next week up in Geraldton and the Gascoyne region.
Yes.
And we had visits proposed for the Pilbara Metro, also very keen to get into the Goldfields and Esperance and throughout the southwest of WA.
Look, it's so powerful, fantastic, this vehicle, this platform as such. Young ones speaking up, and as we alluded to, they are our future. But it's setting a plan of attack and regarding the future and guiding. And when we're talking about, you know, taxpayers' money, the money spent well, I mean, we've got the solution to our own problems, have we not, Tracy?
I absolutely agree with you, Trevor, and I think we need to stay aligned to the principles of the work around closing the gap.
Yes.
We acknowledge, as the Commissioner, that those targets have been around for some time now. But what we also acknowledge as the Commissioner, the importance of the priority reforms that underpin that work and ensuring again, and we continue to reiterate, all children and particularly acknowledging it takes a community to raise a child. And historically, we as Aboriginal people have had those structures to ensure that our kids have the right people around them. The opportunity now is to build upon that strength and resilience. We often talk about deficit when we talk about Aboriginal people and more broadly and thinking about our children and our young people. But we have remarkable leadership within our communities. We have resilience. and we have integrity to carry ourselves through all of that. And our children aspire to all of that. So
yeah.
We can provide those foundations.
And I think that the survey then, when you put look at the other side of the coin, so to speak, the students then feel, I think, empowered because now they can voice or tell us how they feel or their vision. I mean, there's the communication and there's the pathway to our future as Australians, yes?
Yeah, absolutely, Trevor. And that's the whole purpose of the survey, is about empowering children and young people to have their say in their future.
Yes.
And it's by sharing their experiences about mental health, education, safety, all of those areas that I flagged previously. But our young people need to be part of that discussion.
They do.
And they actually need to be informing the discussion so that the adults and the current leaders around them can carry those voices forward.
The other thing I'm putting on the table is the young ones then see in regarding conversations, feeling, putting their feelings out there and their thoughts and their approach, what have you. I'm thinking leadership rise to the surface. Our true leaders then step forth in regard, hey, you know what? I've got input here. And that's how the country works in regarding put your hand up, speak up, and the platform is formed, but you know, formed for you as an individual, as a leader, whether it be a CEO, business owner, a politician, whatever case may be, it just opens the doors up, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Trevor. And the importance of that is just cannot be underestimated. And
yes.
Our young people deserve to dream and have the sorts of aspirations that all children have.
Exactly.
And we are seeing our young people coming through at the moment. We've got the highest rates currently of young people completing year 12. We've
yes.
got young people entering university, whether or not it's as mature age students or whether or not it's straight out of school and into university. But I had the opportunity last week to meet one of the remarkable young leaders coming through at the moment who's very busy on both the state and national agenda, a remarkable young man from Wyndham. And they're the sorts of young people,
exactly.
Tremaine Baxter Edwards, that I think we have some fabulous opportunities. I also had the opportunity to be at the Association of Independent Schools, WA, conference last week, and the two young Aboriginal male and female there that were leading and coordinated that program for the remote and regional schools and independent schools in the area. Remarkable leadership by the two of them.
Yes.
And again,
and you've seen on display.
Clever.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, exactly. And our young people can be what they can see.
Beautiful.
So it's so important that we can keep their dreams and aspirations alive and actually help them to achieve that.
Sure, lovely. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Commissioner Tracy. Love to talk
thank
to you after the survey is done and talk about the input and the information received. And let's talk about it. And we should template across the country, of course. Thank you very much, sister.
Absolutely. You have a great day today, Trevor. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Commissioner Tracy Ninyet, Commissioner for Children and Young People, WA, and talking about the thousands of WA students to share their views as Speaking Out Survey, SOS, begins in Broome. So fantastic. Going across the state, WA, and the young people have their voice and their voice to be heard. Fantastic. That gives a platform, a vehicle in regarding input data for the future. And those young ones are our future, are they not? Have you seen Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Doing you, Mom. You're listening to the smooth sounds of Gawal G and my brother Jamal Yami from the Naughty North. You know that didn't come no alpha. Foot up on your legs, daddy.
Cause my jig is gonna bash in the dark. See some blacks on turn fashionable. Rich in a solar culture, but you know that issues don't equal cash in a vault. Saturated with some dumb dogs, killing with no gun though. All these rappers, they are unknown. So tragic, so tagging all them dumb dogs. Put the money on the rack, shit, I cut my body soul with that blood magic. I ain't on no straight and narrow, but a bullet's cutting edge, looking so jagged. Well, I'm stumped, what a pinko rule the world that I love OD.
Check his back, it's in the mission, now we march across the city limits.
Love magic, love magic. care, then our kids can even finish school. West Papuaki independence, with our influences from these ministers in charge. Trust me, root of hope and acting sinister. Super handers, that's a move, the spinning chair. With this in there, we offer them ways. Curb with a KKK, amen. Cut the city off, I'm sinister. Fighting back with them black businesses that I've invested. Tell them gubbers, I got off for them big questions. Want my elders die before they pensions. Couldn't stomach truth and why ingest it. Love and love for taught me all about who I'ma be. A product of this life is destined.
Blood magic, blood magic. Blood magic, blood magic.
Soldiers, go Citrix Markdown. We're taking you to church. Love ya.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
When I bust all my dialects, my spine.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You call that number, you yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Looking at news, ABC News, bereaved mothers seek answers as they welcome proposed inquiry into treatment of Indigenous detainees. Narelle King, whose son Stephen Freeman died in Canberra's jail, has welcomed the ACT government's support for an inquiry into the treatment of Indigenous detainees. Ms King has decried a lack of answers for bereaved mothers. To this day, I don't know what happened to my son, but every day I find the courage to fight for him, Ms King says. It's been 9 years since my son passed away at the Alexander Monocountry Centre. But today, I just feel like he is with me, she said after watching the debate in the Assembly. Ms King was scathing at the jail's treatment of her son and other Indigenous inmates who have similarly died in custody. It's not acceptable for any mother to hear that sort of news, she said, slamming the faculty. I don't care about our boys. They don't care about our boys. The ACT government on Wednesday backed a proposal to establish an independent inquiry into the treatment of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander detainees at Canberra's jail. There has been a number of recent deaths of Indigenous detainees, including two within 4 days in February. Independent MLA Thomas Emerson brought the motion to the Assembly calling for a board of inquiry into the deaths in custody. It should not be a case in a progressive jurisdiction with human rights legislation that people are dying in prison and don't hear why or how that is happening, Ms. Emerson says. Corrections Minister Marcia Patterson told the Assembly of Government will consult on what a proposed board of inquiry should look like once an intimate review of other representation of Indigenous people in the justice system to complete later this year. I want to put strongly on the record to all families, non-Indigenous and Indigenous, who have died in custody of the Alexander McConaughey Centre. Since it opened, I'm deeply sorry, she said. We know we can do better. She said she planned to ask the ACT coroner to expedite relevant coronial inquiries currently underway, and then we can process to a board of inquiry. So that's happening in ACT in Canberra. Condolences to the family and loved ones. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Come inside into my kitchen. You can settle and I will listen to the problems that you find. Out of your head and into this world.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Hey, Edmund Down here. Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery, waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
Taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. Now, the commerciality of Mother's Day focuses on mums who are physically here. However, with 1.2 million daughters across Australia having lost their mum before turning 44, bereaved daughters are feeling excluded due to the avoidance and lack of understanding from the community. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Danielle Snelling, Mother's Daughters Australia, co-founder and executive officer. And we have Danielle on the line. Danielle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming to the program. We had a yarn last year. Great to have you back. Look, a very important space. We talk about celebrating, acknowledging our beautiful mothers on Mother's Day. But a true point here in regarding the children out there who've lost their mothers before them turning 44. So we must think of them as well. Very important.
Yes, absolutely. It's a life-changing loss.
Mm. Paint the picture regarding your life and how you came about as a co-founder, executive officer of Motherless Daughters Australia.
I was 23 when my mum died. She had cancer for 2 years and then unfortunately it got her in the end, which was awful. It was just one of those really isolating and lonely experiences. I didn't have any friends around me who understood.
Your mother's name?
And people... Rosa. Thank you for asking that.
Thank you. Yes.
Very important to talk about them. I didn't have anyone who could support me properly through, I guess, a first-hand perspective of understanding. So identified a gap in the support system and met Eloise not long after, which was life-changing for me. She'd also lost her mum when she was 13.
And they started the network, reaching out.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. Mm.
And so there it is, and we don't know how, and like I said, we acknowledge our beautiful mothers. It should be 365 days a year, not just on Mother's Day. But then we talk about, well, my beautiful mother's with me in spirit as well, it's just sad they're no longer with us, but we should take on board and acknowledge, and then also respect the ones who've lost their mother along the way, yes?
That's right. What's your mum's name, Trevor?
Louisa. Talk to her every day, yes. Talk to her every day.
Of course. Mm. Yeah, we have to.
Exactly.
We have to talk about them. It's how we keep them alive. Mm.
And so your message here in regards to taking on board, lucky if you've got your mother with you in your life, but thoughts and prayers going out to ones who've got their mother with them in spirit.
Yeah, I think it's just about acknowledging the loss for so many people, and that Mother's Day looks different for so many of us for so many different reasons. And not only those who have unfortunately lost their mums, but those who have really difficult and challenging relationships with their mums too. Unfortunately, not everyone has a supportive, caring, loving mum. And there's many of us out there relationships that are fraught with so many challenges and complexities. So it's a tricky day for so many.
Sure, exactly. For young people out there who've lost their mother, can they reach out to your organisation, Motherless Daughters Australia?
Yes, they can. So if you are navigating Mother's Day without your mum, our website, motherlessdaughters.com.au, has got a range of resources on there to help you get through the day. And also, if you are someone who is supporting someone whose mum has died, we've got some resources for you as well, because quite often we don't know what to say. You know, grief and death and those heavier topics, they make people feel uncomfortable because they're not sure how to approach it, and often we avoid it. But hopefully these helpful resources on our website will give you all the language and tools that you need to be able to adequately support and wrap your arms around people you know who are missing mum on Mother's Day.
Lovely. Thanks for that. Danielle, what do you do on Mother's Day, my dear?
Mother's Day looks a little bit different for me now because of my role at Motherless Daughters Australia,
yes.
So, which is quite It's quite nice. It's rewarding for me. I get to do a whole bunch of things on the day that raises awareness that so many more women and girls can find out that we exist so mm-hmm. that they're not lonely and yes. alone on the day. But in terms of my mum, you know, I love food and my mum was Italian, so okay. I'm incorporating some of her cooking or things that she used to make into my life is really important. But I do that every day, Trevor. I don't just wait for Mother's Day to do it.
Yes.
But I try to incorporate her as much as I can. But talking about her by far is what's most special to me.
Beautiful. I'll share with you how I live my life.
I
live life to the fullest, and with happiness and a vision for the future, and living in the now. Because how I see it, I'm living two lives, you know,
mm-hmm.
with my beautiful mother with me in spirit and alongside me while I travel on my journey.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, important. How do you spend Mother's Day?
Sorry?
How do you spend Mother's Day? How do you remember
Well, my
her?
Beautiful wife as the mother of my children, yes, acknowledge that. And my beautiful two daughters who now are mothers and my three beautiful sisters. So it's a very important day. But love and respect all the women in my life, yeah, very much so.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
And thank you for sharing. And look, a big shout out to Motherless Daughters Australia and the work that you guys are doing, a team effort, and to our beautiful sisters out there. If you're that way inclined, then reach out, motherlessdaughtersaustralia.com.au. Have a yarn. Reach out. They'll reach back. And thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Trevor. I love chatting with you. I think you're my favourite person to talk to at this time of year.
You are deadly. Thank you for that. You take care, sister.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You too. See ya.
Beautiful yarn there. Danielle Snelly, and her name is Motherless Daughters Australia, co-founder and executive officer. We do have Mother's Day coming up, and just a thought going out to our sisters out there, well, and our brothers as well, who've lost their mum along the way, and me included, our mother's with us in spirit, so love and respect the mothers around you, and if you've still got your mother in your life, then more power to you, but enjoy it, nurture it, and be strong in that space, and thinking of the ones that have lost their mothers along the way. Your daily program, National Talk Black, got the news coming up very soon. Stay tuned for that, and I will sign off here. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. And got the a big shout out going out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Deadly Black Network, having our yarns, our stories, our songs, and a voice for our people. So thank you for your time. Big shout out to Nurse, thank you. BBM, Barmer Brip Media, the manager here, and the board of directors, and the beautiful staff. Thank you for allowing me have these deadly yarns on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Matataring nai ke kai.
take a log, suck it out by aye. Go west, northwest, island red. Dive for pearls where red meets the sea. Go west, northwest, island red. Strong backs laying tracks with a record.
We applaud the sailing in the southeast wind.